these stories, and I reflected my speech last night when I said that I didn't know how people could be so disagreeable all day and be so happy in the evening, and that this was all brought about by these stories and so forth. I think you ought to sit down with A.P. Boy and say that he certainly misunderstands that, that there's been no feeling that way at all. We just attributed this to time, and just like we do the cufflinks and the gold watch, and those things happen, and they weren't there. And so we don't want to debate with them on whether it was 70 or 75 or 80, but there's been no infuriation or angerness at anyone, and that anybody knows it. If he has any doubt, we'd be glad to discuss it with him.
Right.
But he ought to be right, and that it's a matter of fact when it's not true.
Right.
Who is your AP boy?
Doug Cornell or Frank Cormier, I don't know which one wrote it. I'll find out.
I'll do it right away, because I guess there's no way of killing it.
No, I mean, cancer. They call it first week, that'll make it look worse. But I'll see that it doesn't follow through the cycles.
Well, and I just don't know why would they do that. Was that susceptible to that interpretation?
No, I don't think so. Because I think everybody there...
What I was talking about is that all day long they're asking questions of you and of me and everything, and last night everybody was happy and shouting and
right.
applauding and how are you and what
all of us.
And I never thought, last thing I thought of was that.
Me too, it didn't even pop in my mind.
Well, try to make that clear to him as soon as you come back and let me know what you said. Anything else happened at your press conference I need to know about?
I don't think so, sir. They hit me in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Of course. And somebody said, do you consider this protesting for the present civil rights bill? Well, I just said, positively not. I recognize it, yes. I guess what I messed with. Then for background, however, they put me in a spot where I told them for background that we considered a two-thirds vote might be good.
And at Gallup, you can give us a little more, or did you mention that?
No, I didn't mention that because I didn't want to push this any too far. Kohler gave them an excellent reason. There was nothing else that was troublesome at all.
Short, snappy?
As short as it could be, because I had an awful lot of stuff today. I had LeMay and I had Pilcher.
Any questions on LeMay?
Just a few technical questions about was this the longest chief of staff?
Was it?
No, I do not know, sir.
I don't
think it had a biography. I don't think it was, but I don't know. I just referred to the Air Force.
Anything else?
That's all, sir.